producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Media News. Ellen Ratner is with us. Ellen, I can imagine that the earth is still shifting and moving about in Washington, D.C. after Sarah Palin endorses Donald Trump. What was the big reaction to that? Because people are still talking about it.
Yes, they are. And the problem is that she also endorsed Cruz when he was running for Senate, but now she's not endorsing him. The issue is that Donald Trump wants to put a firewall so that he wins very big in Iowa, very big in New Hampshire, when he goes to the South Carolina primary and Super Tuesday, March 1st. He has absolutely a firewall. That's what his strategy is. And by getting Sarah Palin to get those voters that might go to Cruz, that's a big issue.
Wow. All right, Bernie Sanders, in the meantime, big gains over Hillary Clinton. You've played this political game for a while, covered it. Is the Clinton camp worried heading into Iowa?
They're very, very worried heading into Iowa because they don't want Bernie to have a big win in Iowa. New Hampshire, they know he's going to have a big win. He's sort of a native son, even though he's from the neighboring state. So they expect him to do well. They don't necessarily expect him to do that well in Iowa, and that's the big issue.
Yeah. All right. The other big thing, of course, is this happened the other day. The 19 people that were killed at the Pakistan University attack. Any reaction from D.C. on that whatsoever?
Well, of course, everybody's very worried about this, and they're worried about whether the Taliban is resurgent. As you know, they have been focused on ISIL, ISIS, but now the Taliban being resurgent, of course, the head of the Taliban there says, oh, no, it's not us, and then the local Taliban said it was.
Wow, crazy. All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Media News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we rock and roll through the evening. Some of the things that we'll be talking about this time around is this monster storm they're talking about in the Northeast. Oh, my goodness. 50-mile-an-hour winds, 30 inches of snow. I mean, talk about one for the ages. It's a lot bigger than initially thought. And in tracking this storm, I've been fascinated by this because I know we definitely have so many listeners along the Northeast Corridor. And, of course, the rest of us are just watching this with our mouths wide open, some of us enjoying still some pretty decent, you know, weather. But they're saying this really could be the mama of all the snowstorms. In fact, I was actually speaking to someone at the Weather Channel right before we jumped on here. They're talking about, in D.C. especially, this could surpass a benchmark of 1922, where they had one of their worst storms ever. The Weather Service is saying that they expect between 12 and 24 inches of snow to fall in the District of Columbia, Baltimore, and surrounding counties by Saturday. Wow. And they could adjust those totals up or down. Blizzard conditions. I mean, a blizzard watch is set for Friday afternoon, goes all the way through late Saturday, but could be upgraded to a warning by Thursday. absolutely the worst is expected on Friday night through the day on Saturday. I mean, they're talking about dangerous, treacherous amounts of snow. So, I mean, here's the thing. If you're traveling to the East Coast, forget about it. Make sure you check all your travel plans. I'm not lecturing anyone. I'm just telling you what I know to be true, that when they're really gearing up this way, it'd be a big flop for the weather peeps if this didn't come to fruition. And I can't believe that it won't. I mean, you know, in ahead of this, that's what mayors and in Philly and in Boston, they're talking about just how bad this is going to be. And it's moving out of Colorado, and look out, here it comes. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kentucky, North Carolina, they're going to have ice as this storm moves east. They're talking about the blizzard on the same day that the government, the federal government, reported that 2015 was the Earth's warmest since record keeping began in 1880. Wow. So in one breath, just like that, boom, we're talking about crazy, crazy warm weather and saying, look out. I mean, if you go and look at any of the grocery shelves, they are picked clean like a carcass, like a Thanksgiving carcass. I'm telling you, Snowmageddon, that's it. There's just no better word for it than that. And there's no question that the paranoia absolutely has begun for this. And you know, rightfully so, because you have to, I think you want to be prepared, especially you have a family and you have places to get to on Friday and over the weekend. Just forget it. You're caving it. Because based on what they're saying, it doesn't make any sense. And this is crazy. So while that's happening and shutting down really essentially D.C., we're then also talking about the fact that the president won't even be in Washington, right? He's headed to Detroit, and teacher sickouts are shutting down Detroit schools. I mean, the schools are closing with Obama visiting. He's visiting Michigan with this Flint water scandal, which he should, and then they've got this Detroit school crisis going on too, because the Detroit teachers are demanding that there's a fix to basically a hazardous school, and a lot of the schools have hazardous conditions, and they're saying that we just can't, you know, we can't do this anymore. And really, I say good for them. I saw pictures of an elementary school, and it was just absolutely shocking to see some of the conditions of these schools. It's just neglect. I mean, it just looks like almost, you're kidding me that schools are going here. It looks like they haven't been fixed ever upgraded. You know, they've got, to give you an example, they have basketballs that are just lying on the floor untouched on one side of the gym because the wood was torn up. So it's like you have this wood that's torn up in one section and then it's smooth on the others, and it looks like it hasn't been redone since the 20s. So I can't really blame teachers, whatever you think of unions or whatever. I can't blame teachers for sick outs when they've complained for how many years and then nothing happens. And I mean, dangerous conditions. You can't be teaching school in that. You know, we're not talking about whining about the lack of some equipment. We're talking about just completely unacceptable conditions to try to teach a class in. All right, stay with us. Coming up, we've just scratched the surface. We haven't even talked about what's going on in Fallujah. It's nasty business, my friends. Stay with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Tonight, Kate Delaney. Big fat reminder, at the tail end of this hour, oh yeah, back by popular demand, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I actually have a dumb thing. Well, I have dumb things every day, but I have one that I may throw into the pile if we get to it. How's that? If we get to it. It's a good one, my friends. Trust me. You'll like it, I swear. Remember, you can always send me your dumb things. Absolutely. All right, speaking of dumb things in a much different direction, you know where I'm going with this, right? Am I going to Washington? Am I there? Yes. I'm going to take us there. So Donald Trump made big news the other day. He does every single day. It's the world according to Trump, and everybody else just plays along. But Donald Trump said Biden would run if Clinton was indicted. Now, don't we all know that by now? Is this a shock or surprise to anyone? If for some reason Clinton gets indicted, which would be so shocking, I have to tell you. I know that everybody is chomping at the bit, like Dan in Texas, who can't get enough of telling me that that's going to happen. I had my cousin from New Jersey today, and this is New Jersey, right? So they do have a Republican governor, but she sent me a sign that said, that was out in a yard, that said, Hillary in prison, Hillary for prison, 2016. So These are signs that are starting to show up in, yeah, that's what it said, Hillary for prison. And these are signs that are showing up on lawns and stuff. So there's lots of conversation about that possibility. And I think that's the reason why Joe Biden, at first he flinched and said he's devastated by his son's death, which he was. It's a tragedy, absolutely, his son Beau dying of cancer. But then comes back realizing when people are putting the bug in his ear, hey, there's a chance she may come down. There's a chance the Clinton boat could sink, and we don't know for sure, but if we can sink it, it might. And if it sinks, we don't want Bernie Sanders standing out there alone. We need someone else, Joey. Will you do it? So Trump suggesting that, yeah, we know that. We get that. There's no question about it. I mean, there's lots of speculation. Even though Biden has said he's not going to run, but he regrets the decision, and, you know, depending on the day, which way the tea leaves go. So we'll see. It's no easy feat to, it would be no easy feat to indict Hillary Clinton, let's put it that way. So as much as there's conversation about it, it has to stack up correctly. I mean, emails from Hillary Clinton's home server had information classified at levels, supposedly at these levels that were higher than you can imagine, higher than previously known. So really sensitive intelligence. Now, you can prove that. You have it nailed. It's not redacted. It's there. You know it. You got it. That might be a little bit different. I mean, information that's classified top secret special access program, which is a secrecy designation that includes some of the closely held intelligence matters, that would be a big deal. Because imagine that's hacked into, who gets their hands on that and how disastrous that could be. I said this before, the problem with Hillary Clinton is Hillary Clinton. So the undeniable ego attached to, well, listen, I want to have two separate emails, or I just want to have my personal email and we'll just use that and have everybody come to that instead of having a State Department email and using the State Department's email like the president has to use a specifically designated email like everybody else in the cabinet has to do that. I'm not going to do that. Or else if it's not the case and I'm completely wrong, then she surrounds herself with idiots, sycophants who have no clue what they're supposed to do, because somebody should have spoken up and said, ooh, we can't do that. That's a bad way to get burned. Just use the email. That's it. Or have your two separate emails. Gosh darn. Gosh, you got to carry around two Blackberries? Golly gee, that might be tough. So it's like the arrogance, the ego, that it's all of that wrapped into the idiots that surround Hillary Clinton that have led to this downfall. If she goes down, all of that has to be what made this house of cards collapse. Because there's no question, if you've got several dozen emails that have classified information determined to be at that top secret SAP level, then game over. How can you deny what's in there? You can't deny what's in there. That's not saying no big deal, everything had to do with my daughter's wedding, or somebody stopping by my office, or some generic State Department information being relayed. It doesn't sound like that. I mean, listen, they've turned over 55,000 emails. Almost all of them have been released, and they were supposedly heavily censored. The last one's going to be made public on January 29th. The Republicans are all over this, as they should be, because this is their advantage. But we don't know. We're only anticipating what that info is going to be. It has to be nailed shut for it to happen. Because if it's not, then it's too dangerous. There's no way they would swing that out there. No way does the FBI or anybody else look up and say, well, we're just going to have an indictment. We're going to just build a kind of a smoke screen here. And we know that something happened. I mean, it doesn't matter if you know or if your gut's telling you. And that doesn't count in government. That's not going to matter. What matters is what they specifically have. That's crucial if they're trying to build a case against her. But the pressure is there because they're widening the scope. So maybe. I mean, Rudy Giuliani is saying she can't avoid indictment in an email scandal. She can't. Jeb Bush is saying if she broke the law, she should be persecuted. She's already being persecuted. She should be prosecuted. And, I mean, it's only if they know that. You know, and Hillary Clinton just says, nothing's changed. I never sent classified material. But something is up with the classified material. So did her aide send her classified material? It doesn't matter. It all goes through the same email. It's there. It's there, and that's it. I'm just saying. It's getting rough when it comes to the Republicans, too, and ads. In Iowa, there's a radio ad that just calls Cruz out, calling him a phony Christian. He's a phony Christian. It's a 60-second radio ad, and it's getting set to air in Iowa, and it accuses him of not really being faithful to the Christian way. Americans United for Values, they're spending $125,000 on the ad. It's on news, talk, sports, and Christian stations across Iowa. I mean, that's just small compared, that buy is small compared to other buys. But some of the audio came out, and it says, you know, a woman's voice says, I saw something about Ted Cruz, about how gay marriage wouldn't be a top priority for him. Another woman says, I saw that too. He said it at a New York fundraiser. He tells them one thing, tells Iowa another. The ad also mentions a report from 2012 that Cruz gave less than 1% of his income, $44,000, to charity between 2006 and 2010. And then the voice says, I also heard he gives less than 1% to charity and church. And then somebody else comes in and says, he doesn't tithe? Isn't he a millionaire? His wife worked for a big Wall Street bank, right? And then by the end of the ad, one of the women calls Cruz a phony. Ooh, that is mud slinging. That is mud running down, dripping off of your radio. He's calling him a phony Christian. So Cruz is not only being targeted by Trump, but others, including Mike Huckabee. Nasty business politics. Stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For your health here on America Tonight, an important one. Think of endoscopy. I've got Dave Schwartz with us, Citizens for Safe Endoscopy. Think about it, and I know Joan Rivers, if you remember, it's been 2 years, but how shocked and horrified people were when they realized what it was that had happened to her with endoscopy. And, of course, her poor daughter was just beside herself. But I think it really shined a light on what are the problems and how do you ensure that it's safe with the procedure that you're getting that you think is relatively routine, or is it? Dave, thanks so much for popping up on the show. I guess that's the question. Is it relatively routine, or do we just think that?
Well, and thank you for having me on such an important issue. There are multiple facets to this issue, but the bottom line is medical dishonesty and intellectual dishonesty on the part of the medical profession. We have about 10 million upper endoscopic procedures every single year. And these 10 million, for the most part, patients are sedated during those procedures. And this is where the medical dishonesty comes in from. It's about $3,000 or anywhere up to $3,000 to do an in-office upper endoscopic procedure, which means $30 billion in the pockets of the medical industry, and patients are paying that money. there is a procedure, transnasal endoscopy or transnasal esophagoscopy, which basically is like a spaghetti-like camera that goes through the nose. The patient is completely upright, completely awake during the procedure, and the entire procedure does not take more than 10 minutes. And you get the same screening as you would by sedating a patient and going through the throat for the usual EGD. And the reason why this is happening is all about money. The transnasal procedure, the reimbursement is about $200. The in-office sedation is around $3,000. We think we could save $15 billion a year. And also, obviously, there's a safety issue involved, because although the vast majority of sedated procedures go as planned, 0.5% don't, and they end up in some sort of complication. And obviously, in the Joan Rivers case, it was a tragic complication. So when you look at 0.5, it doesn't sound like that's a big number, but 0.5 amounts to 50,000 procedures every single year with complications due to sedation. And some of those people tragically die. And you know, the medical dishonesty that's going on, where patients aren't informed of a safer procedure, where greed is at play here, is just unconscionable.
Yeah, so you're trying to raise that awareness, am I right? And you're doing interviews like this. And what else do you do to let people know, hey, be careful, this is the deal?
You know, we just started this movement. This movement has been really shut down by a lot of forces, whether it's medical societies, the FDA, and also big manufacturers, foreign manufacturers, Olympus, and other endoscopic manufacturers, which own 100% of the endoscope market. And they don't want these issues to come into play. So that's a huge issue. And now with Obamacare, we just heard today that UnitedHealthcare is going to lose $1 billion this year. You know, we could save $15 billion a year in the system, $15 billion, by doing simpler procedures that are safer and are cost-effective. And we're not getting it done, and we're not getting the word out there because of all these forces that spend millions and millions of dollars lobbying to keep the status quo. It's really an unconscionable situation. And then there's the situation of endoscopic cross-contamination. That's the second piece that we're working on.
Yeah.
And we believe, you know, there are 15 million endoscopic procedures every year in the U.S., that 2.7% of them amount to some sort of cross-contamination. That's at least 270,000 patients at risk every single year due to endoscopic cross-contamination. And again, there are technologies out there that could alleviate this problem. There's the endosheath technology. There are disposable endoscopes out there. So we need to push for a complete sterilization standard. You know, this needs to be a semi-critical device which would call for complete sterilization, as opposed to the disinfection standard that's in place right now, which is the killing of almost all microbial life, but not all. And the types of microbial life that could live through the disinfection process are hepatitis and tuberculosis and all these superbugs.
Wow.
And we have technology out there right now that could avoid this. But again, the forces, the endoscope manufacturers, the medical dishonesty that's going on is a shame. You know, we just want to have an education process and enter into a conversation here where we can do better. We could really do better as a country and alleviate this for patients. And it's the lobbying and it's the big forces out there that are trying to quash this movement.
Yeah, we're speaking with Dave Schwartz, Citizens for Safe Endoscopy, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And, you know, it's interesting you say about the contamination. And this was on the heels, a lot of this started to break on the heels a couple of years ago of Joan Rivers dying and the contamination in Los Angeles in a well-known hospital. And I think that people are just scared to death. And this is good to warn people there are other procedures. I mean, when it's suggested by your doctor, you may have some people that take a step back now.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that we got to go to 0 to 100, and,
yep.
And, you know, we could have had a conversation all along and an analysis all along over a number of years. And by the way, the cross-contamination outbreaks that we hear about, like UCLA, it just scratches the surface. because we don't even know about all the patients out there that have been infected. Because the ASGE comes up with it, and that's the American Society of Gastroenterologists, they come up with a fictional number. They say it's 1 out of 1.8 million. At least they were going with that number for a while. I think they're starting to back off it. In order to come up with that number, you know, you have to have an endoscopic procedure in a doctor's office, all right? And then, you know, a few weeks later, you come down with some sort of virus or something. You know, you have to go back to that doctor. The doctor has to say to the patient, oh, yeah, you got infected by the endoscopic procedure that I gave to you 3 weeks ago. And by the way, hang on here 1 second. I'm going to go report this to a medical journal. I think we all understand how fictional and how ridiculous that scenario is. And that's where they came up with their number, 1 out of 1.8 million. It's really a lot more. And there are so many infections that people get, you know, just common infections. A lot of times it's not a major infection when I give the 270,000 number. But and they can't, there's just no linkage to the endoscopic procedure that they had. We have to take a good look at this. And there are solutions out there. We have solutions out there. The endosheath technology, which is a giant condom-like object that goes over all the parts of the endoscope that come into contact with the human body, and then the other parts are disposable. That technology is out there today. And I have to tell you, Olympus, you know, they're claiming they didn't know that their duendoscopes were unsafe. They've known about it since the mid-90s. In fact, if you look at some of their patent applications, they admit that there could be problems with cross-contamination. So I have no idea, you know, what's going to happen with them, but somebody needs to take a good look. I know they're under investigation, and, you know, we just need to know the facts.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people have to go through this procedure because you have people that what's really prevalent, and I know that's always suggested, is people with acid reflux. And I think more and more people have that. So it's not, oh, that's just something that happens with a few people. No. It's still being suggested and recommended all over the place, isn't it?
Sure. Acid reflux is a secret killer because, you know, that could lead to esophageal cancer, which is the fastest growing cancer, and Barrett's esophagus, all kinds of problems. I have the good news, though, with that. With acid reflux, the good news is when you're doing screening for acid reflux and esophageal cancer and all the other related conditions, you don't need to have an endoscopic procedure where you're put out, you lose an entire day of work, and you're risking, there's safety issues in risking that. You could have a TNE, a transnasal esophagoscopy, through the nose, sitting upright. It takes 5 minutes to get a diagnosis of acid reflux. It takes 5 to 10 minutes to do an analysis of your vocal cords and your esophagus. And that's the good news. And the second part of the good news is that technology, the sheath technology, is perfected in the TNE procedures. So every single person could get screened for acid reflux through a TNE procedure, and the patients should really start demanding it. We need a full movement here because they're not teaching TNE in medical schools. They're teaching the traditional methods because of the intellectual dishonesty, I think, that's in the medical profession right now, where they make the $3,000 a pop by putting patients out. And by the way, what about the effects on the economy of a patient being put out and losing an entire day of work?
Yeah.
As opposed to a TNE procedure where it's a spaghetti-like camera. It works just as good as the traditional endoscope. And it's videotaped, and the doctor can go back and look at every aspect of it. And I've had it done to myself.
Yeah,
and,
I've
and
heard
it,
that, too.
It works perfectly. And the question becomes, why is this not prevalent? Why don't we have 5 million TNE procedures a year?
Yep.
And it's all intellectual dishonesty and a real conspiracy on the part of the manufacturers.
Absolutely. We got to fly. Dave Schwartz, thanks so much. Check it out. We'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My mama said not to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears, beans in my ears. My mama said not to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears. Now why should I want to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears, beans in my ears? Now
oh, that's
why
brilliant.
Should I want to put beans?
I love
my
it.
Ears, beans in my
oh, we're making a final turn here in this hour of America Tonight. Sometimes I do feel like putting beans in my ears. Silliness. So, speaking of silliness, boy, you have all really thrilled me with the amount of emails I've gotten for dumb things I shouldn't have done. If you've done something stupid, send it to me at americatonight.net. On that note, let's turn to those dumb things.
What's that? You?
Perfect intro for dumb things because, ironically, I got one from Bryce, listening to us in Southern California. Kate, I was so psyched to hear that you lived in Cali. Where'd you live? We'll get into that in a second. I have to tell you, I had a hornet's nest on my porch. I didn't realize it had gotten a little bit big, and I decided, no biggie. I got some spray, smashed it with a broom, and unfortunately not all the wasps died, and they came after me. A few welts later, I was in shock. There is a reason why wasps are nasty, and now I think I get it. You know what, that whole, well, first of all, I lived in Santa Barbara, I lived in Santa Maria, I lived in San Luis Obispo, and spent a lot of time in L.A., and spent a lot of time in San Diego. So to answer your question, the wasp deal is, I hate the wasp deal. I had that happen in my house on the corner, like in the two corner areas in the front porch and one on the back, and of course I know nothing and about wasps, and I Google it and or search it and whatever. And I do the same thing, kind of like what you did, where I sprayed it, and I got every one of those suckers except for one, and that was not good. I think the one just decided, I'm just going to kill her. I don't care. I'm just going to sting her. I'm going to do whatever I have to do. And I felt like that wasp was stalking me. Like, I didn't want to go outside forever. I could not get that wasp. I'm not kidding you. Finally, I think the wasp died or went away or found another nest. I'm not sure. But, yeah, the wasp thing, leave it to the professionals if you can afford it. Or figure out a better way to get the wasp nest down. So it is a dumb thing to tackle it yourself if you don't know what you're doing. And you really need to tag team it anyway. Because somebody else needs to be there with a hose or something, and you need to just make sure it's down. And it's a good... it's just good to check for the darn things. I didn't know to look in the corners if there were wasps all over the place. Let's move on to Jason. Katie, I took my kids down to the Dairy Queen to get some cones. I got 5 of them. Don't make any jokes, I'm Mormon. So all 5 of them got their cones. They were all so happy, and it was almost like dominoes, I swear to you. One of the twins leaned over to the other. The ice cream rolled off the top. The next one leaned over. You get my drift. 4 out of the 5 dumped their ice cream off the cone. Then they started crying. It was a nightmare. So maybe the dumb thing is I shouldn't have gotten a cone in the first place. Should have just put it in a cup with a spoon. I don't know that they would have known the difference with the cone, but I was pushing the cone down their throats. They're all under 5. My bad. Yeah, I made a mistake. I made a mistake one time with my nephew when he was, I think he was 2.5, 3. I picked him up from daycare. I flew into Florida, picked him up at daycare. He was so excited and got, you know, I had the seat to put him in, and he said, "Milkshake, Aunt Kate." Of course, I'd give him anything he wanted. Go and get a milkshake, and I think he can hold the milkshake. Big mistake. There is an age factor with ice cream, milkshakes, cups, anything with food in it, and I didn't realize it. And, of course, the milkshake, and I had no idea. It seemed like he was, eating the milkshake, whatever you want to call it. And before I knew it, it was all over the back of a rented car. It was stupid. It was a dumb thing I did. I'm just trying to make you feel better and tell you some of my dumb things. So, but you topped me with the ice cream rolling off. 1, 2, 3. I love that 4 out of them dump them, and 1 has the ice cream cone intact. Oh, my. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one from Ray. And Ray says, "Kate, dumb thing I shouldn't have done. I don't know how many people have this problem. I'm in a hurry. Fly through with my honey-do list, the grocery store, grab up what I need, leave, go to get in the car. I'm putting the groceries in, and I push the cart away, and I think, yeah, it's sticking. No problem. But we were on a little bit of a slant. There was a big SUV that was close to me, and I don't know how this happened, but the cart that I had shoved away gained some momentum somehow and went slamming into the SUV just as the guy next to me was getting ready to get in it. There was a war of words that ensued. It didn't end favorably for me. I don't know why I thought those carts were immobile. I was almost immobilized because I was so idiotic in my casual nature of just shoving it away. Fatal flaw. I guarantee if you look this up, there's grocery carts that slip and slide all over the place and smash into the sides of cars and they scratch them up or whatever happens. The thing is, most places have these slips where you put them back. And usually they have them all over the parking lot, so the best course of action, of course, is just to return them, and then you don't have a problem. But I know that sometimes you just think that, so you just push it aside, and then it slides over. I'm really cautious about that, because I've seen that happen. I stopped carts from rolling into cars, because I could see them coming down, you know, pretty fast, where they just started to slide, because they had some momentum or something. It's weird. They have a life of their own. So it is a dumb thing. It's best to just put it back. Just put it back in the slot. It's a pain. Just go do it. You don't have to worry about the guy smacking into his car. Who knows if it was scratched. He didn't give us too many details on that, but it didn't sound good. All right, how about this one? This is our final one. This one is from Hal. Kate, I was out on a business dinner. Boy, it was going well. I had a cocktail or two. I was not drunk. I was not even buzzed, as they say. I was telling my stories and really captivating the potential client. And I have a way that I'm kind of animated, I guess, when I tell stories. I was sort of waving my hands around. The waiter with all the food on the tray came by. And naturally, I was making a very important point in a very hilarious story. I had my audience right where I wanted them. And then my hand caught the waiter's tray, and it ended. Food came crashing down. The entire restaurant went silent. And I was left, truly, with the food on my face. Lesson learned. Keep your hands to yourself. Oh, that's so funny, but not funny. Oh, that would be mortifying. Because really, I mean, really, what can you do? You just knock the whole tray out and it kills the story, kills the mood, kills the buzz, kills the momentum. All you can really do is apologize and that's it. And they clean it up and that's, you know, accidents happen. And if they're funny people, maybe they just joke you if they like what it is you're offering, and it's okay, and it becomes a lifelong dig that you have to put up with, but they still become a client. Oh, I don't even have a good out for that one. That is a dumb thing. Really, truly, keep your hands to yourself. Thanks for all the dumb things. You can get in on the action. First names only, so really you're anonymous. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.